I hereby introduce to you, Mr. Michael Veazey.
This episode is brought to you by the amazing FBA Private Label Process Course, or PLP for short. This is a course that will take you from knowing nothing at all about business, let alone online business or e-commerce, to having your first private label product launched on Amazon within 6 months. Now, obviously, it depends on you and your schedule and the amount of time and effort you put in, whether you will actually take longer than that. It's perfectly possible to take longer. Of course, if you let it drift, it might be 9 months. Still, if you're going to start a business, the right time to start is now. It's not going to get any easier. This is still an amazing opportunity, even in 2018 and beyond. And particularly if you're British and you are facing down the barrel of an uncertain Brexit, then my advice is get yourself exposed to global markets. And there is no easier way. From my living room, literally, I can get myself selling stuff from China in the USA, or for that matter, stuff from Europe in the USA, or from the UK in Germany. You've done all of that stuff and it all works. But the point is, get yourself exposed to some international markets. So it's still an amazing opportunity. And I would argue that it's never been more important to get exposure outside of the UK economy. So the PLP course will not be available until late September, early October. So you can't actually buy anything yet. But if you want to be part of the special launch list, you will get some special bonuses. We're limiting it to 20 people. We've already had a couple of people sign up. So we've got fewer than 20 places left. And those bonuses will include at least these main things. Well, you'll get a one-to-one, one-hour mentoring call with myself. These days, I charge £500 a month for four one-hour calls per month. And people seem happy to pay that and renew it. You can go to the mentoring page and see there's quite a few testimonials now. So people find that very valuable. There is no substitute for one-to-one group, but the one-to-one help. But the second best thing I can offer, I think, is a course that gives you a very, very structured, absolutely rigorously tested system that works not just for myself, but for the other people that I've helped over the last couple of years now. There will be 50% off any and all future courses we bring out, and they will include the 10K product development process, how to develop unique products for that month of pain. That will be coming up later in the next few months. And the 10K brand development process, how to create a truly deep brand that has the potential to become a household brand. The hint about that is not just about a logo or a cutesy name is important, as those may be. It's a much more thorough process than that. So those will be solidly priced courses, and we're going to make them available to our early adopters for a serious discount. And then the last bonuses, I'm going to leave to you. I'm going to ask the members of the VIP club what they would value. And as long as it's practical for us to deliver it, they will get that. So it's all to play for, plenty to be had. Just go to amazingfba.com/PLP-invite. If you want to get that, if you want to learn more about the course, amazingfba.com/PLP-private. Label process is what it stands for. Thanks for listening. Now on with the show. I'm a big fan of reading, and actually for the preparation of this podcast, I went through my list of Amazon purchases since I joined sometime like 2009 as a member. I mean, as a consumer rather than a seller. And it's really interesting. And you can see the trend, which reflects the entire global trend, which is that I ordered sort of a few items 1 year, went up to 15, went up to 20, 30 items. The last couple of years, it's been 70, 80 items a year, which surprises me. It's that low, actually. But I mean, if you think about it, that's more than once a week average. So a lot of those have been books, and I'm a big fan of books, and particularly good business books. Some of them have been with me for years, like old friends that have informed my thinking. And some of those I'm going to share with you today. These are my top 10 best business books, which I have personally found really helped me. They're not just interesting reads, but they had a big impact on my life. So here we go. I'm going to do it in priority order, but also they're going to come in slightly different flavors of ways that they help me. So the first three are all about productivity. Are getting more done, but also having a productive life, and even defining what does that even mean. So it's a very broad meaning to that. The first person is Tim Ferriss. Big fan of Tim Ferriss. He's got all sorts of things going on these days. The Tim Ferriss Show is the number one business podcast in the world. I think it's been downloaded more than 100 million times, which I was reading earlier today. Somewhat humbling. We've had 250,000 downloads of Amazing FBA. So relatively, we're a little tiddler. I guess he's appealing to the world, and we're trying to appeal to a very particular audience is my comforting thought. But anyway, Tim Ferriss is a giant of internet marketing. It's very easy to jump on the Tim Ferriss bandwagon. But the reason I'm a fan of his is from reading his blog back in the day in 2004, 5, 6, 7, and the 4-Hour Work Week, which came out in 2007. I really think that it is several mini business books in one, which is why I'm a massive fan of it. So the first thing is productivity is very, very good. Thinking through what is it to actually achieve and, you know, what are we trying to achieve anyway? And a lot of it's about getting rid of things like being efficient and busy work, which is still very tempting to just get a tool or follow some little hack and try and micromanage your way out of being overwhelmed and too busy and drowning in emails. And he has some very, very clear, pragmatic advice. I still think, although it's very famous advice now, a lot of people don't follow, like checking emails once a day, having a not-to-do list, stripping out unnecessary activities, batching. There's loads and loads of stuff. In and of itself, none of them are unique, but I think the package as a whole in the book is amazing because it's got about clarifying goals. It's got a basic e-commerce startup strategy in there, which of course, because it's about having your own website and Google as opposed to Amazon, it's the kind of 2005 to 7 version of what we're trying to do now. He basically private labeled a vitamin product, or I think it was a neural accelerator or whatever you call it, as a nootropic. Then use Google Ads to drive traffic to that. So it's basically the same thing we're doing with Amazon, only an earlier version. So although the tactics are not actionable these days, the strategies are very, very similar, really. And I think the mindset and his entrepreneurial journey and the way of writing well, I think also have stood the test of time very, very well. So that's the first book. The second book is Stephen Covey's The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Been around for decades. It's about clarifying goals, roles, and productivity and time management. It's an old classic, but I still think it stood the test of time. I haven't read it much recently, but I have reread it over the course of, say, the last 20 years, multiple times. And I think it still introduced me to the Eisenhower matrix, which is a very useful thing. If I'm not sure how to organize my day or my week, I still just do that on a piece of paper, which is to say you have four quadrants. It's a 2x2 grid where you have urgent and important tasks. And quadrant one is urgent and important. Those are things like you've got to get your tax paid now or you're going to get a massive fine. You need to put out a fire with a major client or something like that. Amazon's threatened to suspend your account, something like that, okay? Category two stuff is important but not urgent, and that would include, in my case, for example, researching new products for Amazon, reaching out to new podcast guests, or even creating a system whereby I'm going to hire an assistant to reach out to new podcast guests. This is something I've been intending to do for months. So it's often the place where we neglect to work the most. The quadrant three is the urgent but unimportant stuff, so emails you need to reply to but which won't really make a big difference to your business, etc. So very, very useful to clarify that. And my big tip on that is to make sure you work on your big wins that aren't necessarily urgent and driven from outside in your category two stuff. There's a lot that goes into time management. I've talked about it before, but I would say that's my single biggest hint is at least if you have, even you're working on this part-time, try and carve out an hour a day, whether it's first thing in the morning, last thing at night, tend to be good because other people are out of your hair then, where you can just focus on your top priorities, but which are not driven from outside there. Your priority is not the outside world. Anyway, so that's the sort of thing that Stephen Covey, I think, is excellent at clarifying. Really a very, very solid book. The third book is about productivity, and it's about more classic, if you like, more narrowly time management, whatever that is. And it's by Dan Kennedy, who is a fantastic internet entrepreneur. He's basically a veteran direct marketer. He brought the pre-internet wisdom to the internet era. People including stuff like QVC back in the day, you know, 0800 numbers and TV and direct mail as ways of doing direct marketing. And what's interesting about those people who have a long-term perspective is they do stuff that isn't just flash in the pan. It's stuff that's likely to work for a long time because it has worked for a long time so far. He's got some very, very straight down the middle advice. For example, taming the phone, make sure you're not available on it. email as well. Very, very pragmatic, very, very down the middle. Easy to read, quick to read, but one you can dip into as a reference book as well, which when you're in a hurry and you're struggling with productivity, I don't want some massive thick tome. There is a place for thick tomes in my life, and I certainly read them. But when I need some help with time management, I want something direct to the point, and he absolutely fits the bill with that. So I want to talk about another book now, and I'm going to deal with things slightly more big picture stuff. The next one is on the sort of conceptual level, if you like. It's about Amazon. It's called The Everything Store, Jeff Bezos and the Age of Amazon by Brad Stone. Has consistently, well, fairly consistently, rewarded Jeff Bezos for that. Particularly, obviously, recently, that's why Jeff Bezos is now the world's richest person. So there's a bit of a hint. But I really think if you're going to sell on the platform, you really, really need to know, because you're on borrowed ground, you're on rented territory. There won't be any immediately actionable things from it. If you look at most of the people, and I've done nothing against it, right? But Tony Robbins, for example, or Robert Kiyosaki, to name a couple of extremely famous personal development / business development people, have got rich from their books and their training services, and nothing wrong with that. I make money from training services and may even write a book at some point. But I have to say that Richard Koch does stand out in the sense that he was a management consulting most of his life, created a management consulting company and sold that for a few million pounds, which, you know, doesn't sound like small change to me, but really that has been a tiny, tiny fraction of the money he's made, because he then took whatever money was left over from paying off his mortgage and whatever he had when he retired from that and invested. And he is now worth over £250 million from following his own philosophy. And that philosophy, you know, I bigged it up, is basically the Boston Consulting Matrix, which was quite in and quite standard in the 60s and 70s, and then went out of fashion for various reasons. But it's called basically looking for a star business. And it has two components. It's a market leader, usually by revenue, and it's in a high growth market, at least 10% per annum growth. And I really, really think as a framework for thinking and as an objective, especially in the Amazon space, it incredibly works that way. It's kind of, as I say, people talk about winner takes all as a mentality. I think winner takes all is a reality. I think a lot of markets on Amazon, it is true that the number one position on page one will make two or three times more revenue than the number two person on page one for a similar set of keywords. So that's an example of the star principle in action. And certainly I know the people that I know who are making really big money on Amazon, like Joe Jakes of the 10K Collective, who I've had on the podcast to be interviewed. So check that out as well. AmazingFBA.com/JoeJ, J-O-E-J, would agree. And because that's one of the reasons he's able to grow his business so much in the last year since he's joined the mastermind. So The Star Principle is an amazing book. It's not hard to read. It's an intellectually simple concept, but you just need to grasp it very, very fully. And Richard Koch talks through a lot of very real life examples, both the businesses he's consulted with, generally available examples, and things he's invested in, which is when it gets really exciting. Any man who can turn $1 million investment into $100 million, and any man who can invest where the average, the venture capitalist or anyone like that who invest in startup companies normally expect to have about a 1 in 10 hit rate. So 9 out of 10 of the companies they invest in either don't do much or they just fail. And the one that wins has to compensate for all the losses and then make them all their money as well. And those are smart and very rich people. And that's considered a good rate. So compare that with Richard Koch, who the last time I looked at his rates, out of 16 investments, he had a winner out of 8 of those. That, again, is just unheard of. We're talking people like Kevin, whatever his name is, off Shark Tank, the guy who's worth $2 or $3 billion. Out of the Shark Tank investments, I think maybe 1 in 20 has actually made him money. Okay, Shark Tank's a bit of an artificial weird situation, but that goes to show just some super sharp people get that wrong, and Richard Koch has got it right. He's also, as a nice bonus, a very softly spoken, gentlemanly Englishman as well, which is a nice bonus. So I cannot recommend this book enough. That and the Tim Ferriss book, I think, are, if I had to choose two books to go to a desert island, would be my books. The sixth book is one recommended by Tim Ferriss in the 4-Hour Workweek, and it's The E-Myth. It's a classic on the importance of creating systems so you can delegate and how to go about that. It's all about the traps we fall into as moving from self-employed people who are good at doing a technical type of skill, like a photographer who's good at photography and tries to create a business, for example, going into being a business creator and entrepreneur and the way to deal with that. Now, it's basically written in a pre-internet era, but or at least it has that mindset and that background. But actually, again, it's one of those classics that has stood the test of time extremely well, because I can't think of a business model that is more immediately applicable to than the private label business model, where for starters, you're outsourcing the production of your products. In most cases, I have one mentoring client who makes some of his products at his kitchen table, which amazes me, and that's good for him. But that's absolutely the exception to the rule. Never met anyone else who does that. So we are automatically outsourcing. So having clear documented procedures and structures is what it's all about. And I think the E-Myth is an extremely important book as background for that. It stood the test of time. Michael Gerber's got a very lovely, pragmatic way about him as well. If you ever want to watch him talk on YouTube or whatever, fantastic, generally all-round guy as well. Another very interesting book, which is kind of strategic and partly just mindset, but I include it in the strategic thing because I've taken very direct action as a result of the insights in it. And that is by Perry Marshall and, again, the wonderful Richard Koch, which is the 80-20 Sales and Marketing, The Definitive Guide to Working Less and Making More. So a bit of a long title, 80-20 Sales and Marketing, basically. And this is a kind of, practical slash conceptual mix. Perry Marshall took Richard Koch's 80-20 book, which in itself is a bit of a classic, and added his obsession with maths. Perry has an engineering degree and also still thinks like an engineer, I would say. I found this to be incredibly powerful in lots of counterintuitive ways in conjunction with its amazing companion online tool, which is www.8020curve.com, which will do little calculations for you. If you, for example, in my case, have, say 1,000 people in an email list of which 100 have actually bought something from you, and you can put what that number is in, it will predict, for example, if you've had 50 people buy training at £100 or something like that, it will predict that 200 people will buy training at £50 and maybe a certain proportion will buy them at £200. And what I did was I put these numbers into here and it fitted the curve of my amazing FBA business so extremely well that I believed it was pretty on the money. And it predicted also that there would be one person out of my email list who would probably buy a £400 product, and at that point, or service. And at that point, I didn't have one. So I created that. And lo and behold, somebody bought it within a few weeks. So the 80-20 curve has a weirdly accurate predictive power. And I guess that's because 80-20, as a way of seeing the universe, is a set of power laws as opposed to averages, which is basically a kind of piece of rubbish it's a delusion that we work on, but I don't think averages mean that much. Let me just put it that way and leave it at that. I think you should buy the book and read it because it's really fascinating. It will challenge your thinking. Apart from anything else, it will challenge what does 80-20 mean? And people use it very loosely to mean, 80% of the inputs give 20% of the 20% of the inputs give 80% of the outputs. Yeah, sure, but it goes much deeper than that. And I'm not going to steal Perry Marshall's thunder. Buy the book. It's seriously good. Seriously good. Funnily enough, that leads neatly into the next book, which is Chris Anderson, The Long Tail. Again, dealing with power laws and unequal distributions. The Long Tail basically refers to the fact that it's about the 80-20 rule, but the flip side of it. So instead of saying 20% of your products make 80% of your money, he's saying, yeah, but 80% of all products don't actually sell a lot. But if you take them all together, the individual sales of any product line may be small, but taken together, they make a lot of money. And that is now making companies big money. It was written in 2006, but it reads like it was written yesterday. I first read it in about 2007. And then here I am revisiting it in 2018. And that's partly because Jason Miles, my wonderful business coach, I interviewed him the other day and he mentioned that. And I've revisited it and it's so contemporary. It's amazing. And again, it's more of a conceptual book. I'm not sure you're going to apply any direct lessons from it, but it's very important to understand the nature of the world we're in when we're selling online, which is basically a world where infinite varieties of tastes can be catered to. And it's the world that Amazon is very much at the forefront of expanding that. Don't forget, they started by selling books, and there are something like 68 million titles or something insane on Amazon, many of which will sell like one copy per quarter or something. So I'm not necessarily suggesting you go for products that will sell one a quarter. That isn't practical, particularly for the private label business model. But nevertheless, to understand that landscape that we're operating in and the dynamics of it, I think is very important. Apart from anything else, it helps you change around your mindset from thinking in a world that works apparently very different offline. I'm not convinced that actually that's true. You just haven't seen it clearly. Again, read the book. I don't think I can encapsulate all of the ideas in it. Chris Anderson is a fantastic guy. He studied, I think, physics, but also basically taught himself. He's the economics. He worked for The Economist for a while, The Economist magazine, and then was the editor of Wired magazine at the time he wrote this book. So he really had a handle on a combination of scientific thinking, being fluent at writing about economics and also technology. And he's got a wonderfully precise and lucid writing style, which is a great refreshing change after you've read too many, one book too many by an internet marketer. And you'll notice that I've only got a couple of those in here. So the last couple I've got are by internet marketers, and I'm including them because they are not going to be quite as going to stand the test of time in the same way as the other books, because they are more tactical, but they are specifically about Amazon selling and also eBay as well in one case. So I think they're so relevant that I think we need to have them on our bookshelf. So Jim Cockrum, The Silent Sales Machine. Jim Cockrum's been selling on e-commerce market since the early 2000s. So he's a veteran of eBay and Amazon. And his direct style is very helpful. He has a broad view of the marketplaces and the opportunities in them, and very, very pragmatic advice. This kind of information does age relatively fast, but he updates the versions quite regularly. So I believe the latest version is 9.0. So very worth reading. He's got some very strong views, which he articulates clearly. So you'll love it or hate it, I guess. But I think there's a lot that is very grounded and truthful and not as hypey as a lot of books about Amazon, which is refreshing. The last person I want to mention is Adam Hudson, another very down-to-earth writer. It helps that he's Australian. They have a habit of being quite direct, very, very positive, but direct, which is one reason why I really rate Adam as an Amazon thought leader. It's called Primed, Your Guide to Building an Amazon Business on Amazon. Primed. What an excellent choice of title. Very smart marketing. This is a more practical How I Did It book specifically related to private labeling on Amazon. So it's very, very much down the street of the people who listen to the podcast. Like any other how-to focused books, it's going to date more quickly, but it's very relevant to our lives. So I also think Adam is a very highly regarded speaker for a good reason, and he runs some very sold out webinars. We may have one coming up. Keep an eye on that if you want to sign up for email lists about Adam, because he is somebody you have a connection to on the Amazing FBA podcast. Then look out for that as well. Those are my top 10. On any given day, they could change slightly. I mean, how do you choose? I realized that I had about 40 business books on my long list for this podcast, and I will share them in the new resources page we'll be creating, which will just be at amazingfba.com/resources, resources. We are creating that because I realized that I have not been serving the community enough by offering them what I think are the best books and the best services. People are always asking me about software, and I need to just put it in one place. I mean, I'm way behind the curve of this. Sorry it's taken so long, but if you want to check that out, we will be updating and adding to that over the next while, but we'll certainly have these books on there. So thank you for listening. Do get over to the Facebook group as ever, amazingfba.com/FB, F for Freddie, B for Bertie. It's absolutely free, of course, but you will need to answer 3 questions, which is just to give us a bit of background about yourself, so we know who you are and can best serve who's in our community. Very helpful to us. And what I'd love you to do is get over to amazingfba.com/FB, to the Facebook group, and just pop in there which business books you have personally found the most helpful. I'll be very inspiring. I'd love to kick off a conversation about that. Thanks very much for listening indeed, and look forward to seeing and hearing you in our next show.